Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate. Hey y'all, it's Kimbu, and it is March 15th. It's March. All over Tumblr. Poor Caesar. So, not really. Now, who really feels sorry for him? I don't know. Not me. I am recording this on a Friday morning, and I just wanted to get something out there and talk about a few things that have been going on, both with me and my writing, and also just some conversations I've had out there in the, you know, authorverse of what's going on and what's affecting people. I don't know if you're listening to a lot of other author podcasts, but things are changing. Things are changing very quickly. One thing I've heard of is that authors who are using Amazon ads aren't getting very good responses on them. Now, that may just be a temporary blip. That may be something that Amazon is going to fix and make their ads useful again, because why are people going to pay for something that's not effective? Or it could just be a sign of the changing times with AI on the scene. And I know that's a hot button topic and I don't want to get into it on my channel, but it's here. It's here whether you like it or not, whether you love it or not. It doesn't matter. It's here. People are using it to write books. People are using it to write marketing copy. On a bigger scale, it's affecting search. It's affecting how people are discovering writers and books. The usual highways and byways have changed. So what's going on with me is trying to navigate those highways and byways. I've released two serials. One is Dragon's Grail. I've talked about that before here on the podcast. It's been revamped and rewritten from what it originally was, and I am now uploading it on my Ream platform. The first few episodes or installments are public for anybody. You still have to have a Ream profile, but it's free. It's kind of like Wattpad. You just sign up, give them an email, give them any email you want, and then you can read my stories. A lot of my stories are there for free. My older back catalog is available if you want to just check out what's there. If you want to catch up on The Queen's Eyrie, which I've also talked about. Now, that's a novel. That's not a serial, but it is a novel that I have serialized. And it's wrapped up on the paid tiers on Ream. So if you follow House of York on Ream and you're a paid subscriber, you can read the whole book. If you're not, then you're still stuck. I think we're up to like chapter 40-ish something out of 58 or 59 chapters. So you're getting up there. You can still read a lot of it for free. But the completed stories, the completed chapters are behind a paywall, I guess you could say. Which is kind of where we're getting at with Dragon's Grail. The first few chapters or first few installments are absolutely free for the public. The next few installments are available for my followers, which is another free tier, but you have to sign up to follow me specifically to get access to it. So you will get some updates from me. It's kind of like signing up for my email newsletter. So you'll get access to the story chapters as they go along. Further along, Dragon's Grail is going to be early access, paid only members. Eventually down the road, chapters will be available for followers for free, but that's going to be down the road as we move further into the story. Dragon's Grail is a full serial. I know at this point it's going to be at least 300,000 words, which is going to be about six arcs of about 50,000 words, give or take. So it's going to go on for a while. And that's just the base. I mean, Maybe I'll lose interest at that point and wrap it up, but I expect it's going to go on for quite a while. And the other one, which people who've been following me for a little while might be surprised to have seen shown up on their dashboard or in their email inbox, is Transmigrated Terry, a story that's very dear to my heart. It's a portal isekai fantasy about a middle-aged Gen X woman who is not me, but definitely has some of my life experiences feed into her story. But she dies and it wakes up in a fantasy world, and it's a lot more involved in that, and I'm really enjoying the twists and turns this is going to take. Both of those stories, Dragon's Grail and transmigrated Terry are male-male, female, polyamorous romance, but they're not romance stories. Like, there will be a love triad featured in all of those stories, just like there is in the Queen Zairi. That's just my niche. That's what I like writing. But for both of them, they're more fantasy adventure stories about the main character than they are romance stories. I'm trying to, like, walk that line. Romance has certain conventions. Romanticy has certain conventions, reader expectations, that these aren't going to hit. These are fantasy forward first. Like, that's the fantasy adventure stories first. A question was asked on an author forum that I belong to about what sparked your interest in romance novels. And I think it's very telling that what sparked my interest in romance novels was not a romance novel. It was Crocodile on the Sandbank by Elizabeth Peters. It's an Amelia Peabody mystery, a classic at this point. I think it came out in 75, 76. I know I read it when I was probably about 10 or 12 years old. So a few years after it had been published, mother picked it up paperback at a used paperback at a bookstore. She read it. She liked it. I read it. I loved it. I loved Amelia Peabody. And I continue reading the series all the way down through the years. But the thing is it's not a romance novel. It's more a mystery series. But the first novel, Crocodile on the Sandbank, features the romance between Amelia and the man who would become her husband. And it was the romance that really dragged me into the story, because here was this woman who was, you know, considered a bit plain. Yes, she was an heiress and rich. I mean, come on, this is fiction fantasy, right? But she just, you know, she was into Egyptology. She had her own interests. She wasn't going to sit around and let other people tell her what to do. She'd spent the majority of her youth caring for her ailing father. And when she found her freedom, she just grabbed it with both hands and ran for it. And like I said, she's not an ingenue. She's not the sweet tempered, you know, little typical romance heroine of that era. Like, remember, this was 75. This was the 70s. We were still in the heaving bosoms or the, you know, innocent ingenue secretary of Harlequin romances. So she was really different, and the romance was really different, and it just, that sparked something in me that's never gone away. I think if you look at Princess Leia in the Star Wars, the original Star Wars trilogy, A New Hope, and those three movies, you'll see a little bit of a influence there on the type of female characters I love and the type of romances that I love. So the romances that I love is usually very much wrapped up in a plot. A mystery, thriller, action, adventure, plot. A great example of that is The Mummy, 1999. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to say it all goes back to Egyptology, but that does seem to be a recurring theme, doesn't it? I wonder. But anyway, those are the types of stories I love to tell, and I think definitely with Transmigrated Terry, there's going to be a real vibe for that, the character who she is. Not saying it's one-to-one to Amelia Peabody, they're very different characters, but the vibe of that independent-minded woman who's been held down for too long, and then finally gets her chance to shine. And in Terry's case, it's kind of against her will. And the first few installments are really interesting to me, because as she falls into this universe from the modern world, she's not sure if she's in a coma or if this is really happening. She decides this is all just a coma dream, and she has to continue it because, kind of like Inception-like, she's worried that her subconscious will feel like she doesn't belong and kick her out, and maybe then she'll really die for real. And so there's a lot of contrasting elements to the quandaries that she's facing, and I'm not going to spoil it any further than that, but it's a great story, and I'm happy to be posting that again, getting kicked that back on the machine of posting that is Kim Boo's life. What else is going on is, finances are really tight for me right now. I've got some drama going on around that, and I'm not going to bore you all. But if you are in the mood to buy any of my books or to hire me for my masterminding services for authors, please do so. Drop by my website. There's links to everything there. Give me some support. Help me feed my dog. That's all I ask. I wanted to take a brief note, not really so brief note, but I wanted to kind of like, you know, take a left turn now and go into more general topics. The Subscriptions for Authors Facebook page recently held an event, which looks like it's going to be a regular reoccurrence. They had to Spring Into Serials events. It was held on Discord. There were sprints, people sharing their stories, people talking about writing, people asking questions about serials. And I did a webinar for that group, and I know they're going to be releasing that eventually. But if I get the link for it, I'll come back and add it in the show notes. Right now, I don't think it's been released yet. But it was very interesting for me because by The Seat of Your Pants, that's the most recent one about discovery writing. No, Become an Unstoppable Storyteller, which is my book about using beats, story beats, to write long-running serials, actually came out last August. Y'all, that was a while ago, and I'm just, what? It's been a while. I can't believe it's been that long. Given the headlong rush that I had to get that written and get it out, wow. it's been out for a hot minute. I keep thinking like, oh, it's just been out for a couple of months and I need to do more. No, it's been out for over 6 months now. Wow. But the interesting thing about having a book like that, a craft book like that, especially one that I wrote fast and wrote in response to a stated need, like I didn't write that just because I felt like it. I wrote that because I saw a lot of authors asking the questions of how to structure a long-running serial. And as I did my own research into it, I came up with the spreadsheet, which you'll hear me talk about. It's free. I have a link for that in the show notes as well. But it was my way of breaking down what a long-running structure would be. Even as a pantser, as a discovery writer, knowing how the structure could work for a long-running series makes me a better writer for those kind of series. And I think that's true for a lot of writers. But things have changed and the questions have changed. One of the things that comes up more often now is people asking me, how can they take a story that they've either already started or already outlined or have always considered to be one format of a story and shift the format into a long-running serial, whether that's a screenplay, whether that's a series of novels, whether that's a television show treatment that you've outlined and was thinking you could sell. There's a lot of ways to come at that problem of adapting it into a long-running serial that you can then put on a subscription site or something like that, right? So that question is very, very interesting because it does require a mind shift. Even if you're writing for television or if you're writing for a series of novels, you're still oftentimes dealing with discrete elements of plot developments. I suppose less so with television series, like you've got multiple seasons and you've got individual episodes. So the arcs can kind of overlap, but with novel series, particularly if you're trying to take a novel series idea or an outline or even one you've already started and change it into a serial, your focus should be less about how long each arc should be or how long each installment should be or how do I end on a cliffhanger. You should be looking at the overlaps. A good example would be a romance series, novel series, where you're dealing with a setting or a place or set up, you know, whether it's a spaceship or a small town in Kansas or whatever, and you've got these multiple characters, a common one, like these four or five brothers or four or five sisters, and their love stories. So these are going to be established, discrete novels in a novel series. But if you're going to make that into a serial, one, it frees you up a little bit to be able to explore the characters in a bit more depth and at your own pace. More importantly, at the character's own pace. You're not trying to shoehorn everything into a very tight and discreet format. But more importantly, you can start overlapping the stories. And so where in a romance novel one, you might have one sister having the main romance and then the other sister meeting her love interest, but you're kind of keeping that on the back burner because that's going to be book two. If you're doing a serial, you can go ahead and start delving into the second sister's romance or the second sister's potential romance in a little bit more detail, because these stories are going to be overlapping and they're going to be continuing from one to the other, but in a seamless way, not in a concretely defined, separated way. So if there is one thing about mindset I would tell people if they're shifting from one format to another, it's look for the overlaps. Look for the ways that you can take the stories and kind of, you know, dovetail them into each other in a way that the character arcs bleed into each other. Again, if you go look at my spreadsheet, you'll see a very structured way to do that. If that's how your brain works, hopefully it'll be helpful for you. If that's not how your brain works, and you're a little bit more loose with trying to follow the flow of character arcs and stuff, then think about the overlap. Think about the things that you can take from one arc, one character arc, into another character arc, whether it's siblings or, you know, parents and their children, or if it's a, you know, I don't know, a military unit, a spacefaring, a spaceship. How are these people's lives can interact and overlap so that you can continue to tell the story past just the first main characters? Now, there's many ways to do a serial. I talk about that in my book, Become an Unstoppable Storyteller. You can definitely keep the focus on one single heroic person all the way through your serial, but you are going to have other people or it's going to get boring really quick. So again, think about overlapping character arcs, think about overlapping character backstories, think about overlapping character romances. Just consider all the ways you can, you know, make those grooves cross, separate, and then come back together again, because that will get you a long-running serial. I was going to say painlessly, but nothing about this job is painless. As much as we love writing, and I love writing my characters, it's not painless. It takes work. It takes work. Speaking of, the 1 Million Words Club launched about not quite 2 months ago, less than 2 months ago, and it's a Discord membership community for people who want to get the words out. The focus is not on publishing. The focus is not on rapid release or writing query letters to agents. There's some great other communities for that kind of business-focused writing. This is just about writing. And the reason I called it the 1 Million Words Club is because my goal, or I think everybody's goal, should be to write 1 million words. If you write 1 million words, you really get comfortable with the act of writing, you get comfortable with your own voice as a writer, and you also build up a lot of confidence. So even if it sounds a little intimidating, you know, maybe your 1 million words will take your entire life. That's okay. Like, there's no race. If you're writing, you know, 10 words a day, that's fine too. My community is about supporting writers where they are and encouraging them to write more, because that's how they're going to improve their craft. And if they do want to be published authors, that's going to be how they reach their goal. Because you're not going to get anywhere if you're not writing. And that's true whether AI is on the scene or not, my friends. You still got to do the work. So please consider joining my community. We still have a few spots open for the $5.99 membership, founding membership, which is $5.99 a month for as long as you're a member. When we hit the first 25 members, which we're getting close to, then it will go up to $9.99 a month. So get in on the ground floor, because we'd love to see you there. And if you're looking for a very supportive environment that isn't high pressure, but yet is still focused on productivity and writing and trying to achieve your goals, then it's a community for you. So I hope to see you there. And this is, I'm trying to, like, not make these episodes too long, but I am also trying to cover a lot of ground. So anyway, next time I'll be talking about something else. I'll be giving you updates on Transmigrated Terry and Dragon's Grail and possibly my super top secret romance. I don't know what to call it without giving too much away. It's like, it's a series that I'm writing, probably going to release it in serialized format. But it's kind of like a romance adventure, romance forward, romance. These are definitely going to be romances series. I don't know. It's fun. I'm enjoying writing it. It's kind of like my pressure valve release story. I love all my stories, and I have to write so many. I have so many ideas, y'all. I just want to keep writing. So I guess I'm going to go do that now that this is in the can. And I appreciate you guys dropping by, whether you're watching this on YouTube or if you are listening to this on one of the podcast channels out there. Please give me a like or two, thumbs up, subscribe, yada, yada, yada. I would appreciate it. It helps feed the algorithm and it helps feed my dog. So talk to y'all soon. Get some writing done and I will see you on the flip side. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to me ramble on about writing here on the Author Alchemist podcast. I'm Kimbu York, and I hope this episode has helped clear away the cobwebs from your inspiration. You can find all of my things at houseofyork.info. All one word, House of York, no spaces, .info. Have a lovely day, and we'll talk again soon.